Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, despite the fact that many of our great problems are all connected to one overarching problem. Whether you're talking about crime, or suicide, or homelessness, a lot of that derives from untreated severe mental illness, which is rising in this country and has been rising for years because of wrong turns that the country made some years ago. Bruce Chapman is writing about that. More than writing about it, he's doing something about it. He has personally initiated a fix homelessness movement, a fix homelessness focus, in the Discovery Institute here in Seattle, which is the indispensable think tank and public policy institute that Bruce founded back in 1990. He is now chairman of the board of Discovery Institute. He is a former director of the U.S. Census. And Bruce, I believe you were the last of a breed. Weren't you an elected Republican member of the city council for the city of Seattle?
I was, Michael, and as a matter of fact, that was so far back that in the 1970s that our mental illness problem was not as serious as it is today.
Right. Well, it's just serious enough today that even when there is desperate need in the City Council of Seattle for a Republican point of view, they don't seem to take it. You actually talk about the evidence of mental illness we see everywhere, and you see it most clearly with the squalid conditions of homeless encampments everywhere in our city. How can enhanced mental illness treatment, which even some Democrats are saying now that they favor, how can that actually manage to muster a majority who are willing to take it seriously?
Well, first of all, I think this could be a bipartisan issue. It really should be, because Democrats have always had compassion for poor people and people in distress and so on. And Republicans want good, orderly government, et cetera. But also, there are a lot of Democrats too, and lots of Republicans are very compassionate. So I think they ought to be able to work together. So far, it hasn't happened. The leadership on this is coming from Republicans in the Congress, including Kathy McMorris Rodgers from Spokane. I think she's going to be one of the major champions in this whole field, because she's, if the Republicans take control of the House next fall, she will be the chair of a committee that deals directly with this, and she's very concerned about it because she's seen it. It's not just in Seattle, Michael. It's in Olympia. It's certainly in Spokane. It's in various. It's in Everett, et cetera. It's all over the country, frankly.
Well, it is, and again, as you mentioned, even in medium-sized cities, a lot of people try to blame this on President Reagan, and they point out that he was involved with deinstitutionalization. That was not while he was president. That was while he was governor of California. Can we look back on deinstitutionalization as a tragic mistake that we made in our mental health policy?
It absolutely was. You know, the film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was probably the most effective propaganda movie of all time, or one of them. And it really made the case against mental institutions. But it was an error, because we would no more have mental institutions today that looked like that than we would have cancer treatment that goes back, 50, 70 years. Things have changed, and we do have better treatments that are available to us now, and we know more about it. And the mistake, Michael, was in 1965. It goes back before Reagan. There was the creation of Medicaid, specifically excluded money going to mental institutions, except for a very few categories of people, like very elderly people and very young people. And as a consequence, the state governments were incentivized to go the route of community treatment, which was, you know, people thought, oh, this is going to be wonderful. These poor souls will be taken care of in halfway houses and so forth around the country. It didn't work out right. What we did do as a result of 65 was stop any funding or prevent any funding from Medicaid going to the states for psychiatric beds. As a consequence, you look here in the state, Eastern Washington mental institution, Western Washington, they're reducing still. We're still reducing beds for psychiatric patients. And the result is those people don't disappear, and they don't go into these community programs. They go, they may go into them temporarily, but they wind up on the street, they wind up in emergency rooms, and they wind up in jail. We have more psychiatric people in prison than we have by far than we have in mental institutions.
And in prison, they don't always get the top medical care available.
No, they certainly don't. In fact, matter of fact, the former head of the National Institutes of Mental Health, Dr. Thomas Insel, who admits that this was a great mistake that they made to deinstitutionalize, says that there are no federal prisons except two, he points out, one in Maryland and one in Kentucky, where there's any decent treatment for these folks.
Okay, and when you say decent treatment, this goes to one of the things that people say on the left all the time is, well, the problem with homelessness is we need to build more homes. We need to build more facilities. And the difficulty that you keep hearing is people, when they're being cleared out of homeless encampments now, thank God, by the new mayor in Seattle, they refuse to find any place to relocate, or they come in and relocate in a certain facility, could be totally government provided, and they last there for only a couple of days. Do we need to abandon the idea that people have a right to sleep alongside freeways and in public parks?
I absolutely agree with that. And I also agree with your point that housing by itself, housing is a good tool, one of the tools. But the way the left has treated this is it's the solution. It's not a solution. Housing alone is not working. The most famous example you can find is Los Angeles, which has about 66,000 homeless people. That's as of last year. And for the last few years, they've been spending upwards of actually more than $2 billion a year for housing. Well, like you said, a lot of people who are homeless don't want to go into housing. They refuse it. Our county has 63% turn it down. But in California, as they have spent more and more money on housing, the numbers of homeless keep going up. So housing is not the answer. It is only part of an answer. And one of the things we need to do, and which I mentioned in my article, is we need to get some of the housing money that's going through HUD right now to go to mental health supplements.
Absolutely right. The piece in the Wall Street Journal, which is very important, by one of the real thought leaders for 50 years for the conservative movement, Bruce Chapman. The title of the piece is Republicans Could Lead on Mental Health Treatment, and it's illustrated with a homeless man holding a sign asking for money by an entrance to a subway station in New York City. Bruce, bless you for your initiative to fix homelessness and for your sanity and clarity on mental health. Now, there's a question based on a Pew study. Is America still a beacon of hope around the world? That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Thank you. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, concerning America's position in the world, I've already shared some of the good news today, which is the fact that Turkey has agreed, Turkiye, as it's now supposed to be pronounced. They don't want to be called Turkey anymore and be confused with a really disgusting bird that we tend to gobble up too much of at least once a year. In any event, Turkey has removed its objections to Finland and Sweden joining NATO, making the world's strongest alliance. In fact, you could say it's the strongest alliance in world history. When you look at the selection of powerful and productive and amazing nations that are part of that NATO combine, pretty terrific. But there are questions about America's position as the leader of NATO and leader of the whole world. Headline in The Hill, The Hill says, amid deepening divisions, U.S. no longer seen as a beacon of light around the world. This is a piece by Tara D. Sonnenschein, who is an opinion contributor to The Hill. It's sort of interesting. She's talking about a beacon of light, and her last name, Sonnenschein, means sunshine. So she tries to cast some light on this subject. She's a professor of public diplomacy at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University in Boston. In any event, she writes, every nation extends its values and interests into the world stage, generating public opinion. How citizens and governments respond to a nation, positively or negatively, can impact that nation's power and influence, both real and perceived. That, in turn, affects policy and people, how we live within the global community. In short, what others think of you matters. Into that complex public opinion vortex comes a new report from Pew Research Center, which has been measuring international attitudes for decades. The findings of the new Pew survey on international perceptions of the United States, Europe, and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization include critical data for all of us, especially Americans. Pew's data were collected from February of this year through the third week of May, a critical window when things were changing across the globe. On February 24th, Russia began its full-scale assault on Ukraine. President Biden had just entered his second year in office, having endured a painful evacuation of American troops from Afghanistan. January 6th was barely in the rearview mirror, and divisive congressional hearings would be underway by spring. Against this backdrop, how did America fare? First, he says the good news. International public opinion of the United States remains positive in the 18 developed countries surveyed. According to the report, most global citizens say that the U.S. is a reliable partner, and ratings for President Biden are mostly positive. NATO's image is positive and improving, even among countries such as Sweden, which is not yet a member, but soon will be. Unsurprisingly, the view of Russia, which we blame for the troubles in Europe, is negative and falling. Well, how could it not be? In 10 countries, 10% or less of those polled expressed a favorable opinion of Russia. Do you think you could find 10% of Americans who had a favorable opinion of Russia? I doubt it. And she says, and our strategic competitor, China, is not held in high regard either. Chinese President Xi Jinping gets mostly very low ratings, except among people in Singapore and Malaysia. But there's a corollary to the story about America, and the devil is in the details. And she writes that over the past couple of years, advanced nations have found reason to be very concerned about the health of American democracy. In 2021, more than half of the people in most nations surveyed said democracy in the U.S. used to be a good example for other nations to follow, but no longer is. Large majorities in nearly all nations polled believe that there are strong conflicts in America among supporters of different political parties. It should be noted that America received historically low international ratings during the Trump presidency, and global attitudes toward Trump were overwhelmingly negative. Within the United States, Trump divided Republicans and Democrats more than any incoming president in the previous 30 years, a gap that only grew after he took office, according to earlier Pew reports. So what's the takeaway from this new survey? And what can we do about it? She writes, the headline, in my view, is that America's internal divisions over race, policy, and politics are visible to many around the world. As the famous saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide. The As a beacon of light for democracies, we are a bit dimmed. Our cracks and fissures are showing, and that does not bode well for competing in the world, and certainly not for making arguments in favor of democracy over authoritarianism. We need to find ways to address our divisions and pull ourselves together. The Pew survey is a warning light that our engine needs to be checked, and fast. Now, would that mean that the United States is no longer a beacon of hope? You know who disagrees with that? Is Boris Johnson. He was speaking to Jake Tapper, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And he had this to say. It's very important. Clip 24.
I think that reports of the death of democracy in the United States are grossly, grossly exaggerated. America is a shining city on a hill. And for me, and it will continue to be so. And I think that the mere fact that Joe Biden has stepped up to the plate in the way that that he has shows that the instincts of America are still very much in the right place. And yeah, look, I mean, there were some weird and kind of unattractive scenes back in the
died. I mean, it was pretty serious.
It was pretty weird. I won't deny that.
It was weird. I mean,
looking from the outside, it was pretty weird. But I don't believe that American democracy is under serious threat. Far from it. I continue to believe that America is the greatest global guarantor of democracy and freedom.
And I think the Prime Minister, who has his own challenges, is facing an increasingly challenging political environment with his majority Conservative Party, but bravo for him. And then in terms of the negativity, George W. Bush actually was talking about that. And he had an important perspective, which we will get to, which is the idea of turning Americans against each other. And no, this is not all about abortion, and it's not all about other political issues. And it's not about the fact that this is a particularly intense political season with big primaries that are happening today. Voters are voting in New York. They're voting in Oklahoma. They are voting in Colorado and elsewhere around the country. Illinois, some crucial races. We'll talk for at least a moment about some of those and more coming up on the Medved Show and what President Bush says on this subject. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
July 4th cookouts will cost about 17% more. That's according to the annual survey done by the Farm Bureau. The average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people is just over $69. This as inflation in food prices is raising concerns of food shortages within the United States. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem blames U.S. government regulation and international control of farms for the inflation on Fox News.
In South Dakota, we grow the world's food. Mm-hmm. It's right there. But because there's so much government intervention, control by conglomerates, and even companies that aren't owned in the United States of America, we do have a food crisis on our hands.
Much of the food grown in the United States is shipped overseas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned that President George W. Bush did an interview where he was talking about cyber threats that America is facing today. And it's directly relevant to what we're talking about, which is America's divisions being so bitter. I mean, even with things recently as a number of pro-abortion demonstrators ransacking parts of the campus of the Arizona State Capitol. And, in Arizona. And they, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think they've passed any new abortion legislation in Arizona. But people just are angry. And they're totally distrusting one another and unwilling to give people who might disagree with them even a little bit a benefit of the doubt. And part of that may actually involve geopolitics. Here's what President Bush had to say, clip 21.
America's experienced a sustained attempt by a hostile power to feed and exploit our country's divisions. According to our intelligence services, the Russian government has made a project of turning Americans against each other. This effort is broad, systemic, and stealthy. It's conducted across a range of social media platforms. Ultimately, this assault won't succeed, but foreign aggressions, including cyber attacks, disinformation, and financial influence, should never be downplayed or tolerated.
And look, this is a very profound and it's very important. And frankly, Republicans and everybody should talk more about it. I'll tell you, someone who's been very aware of it is my wife, Dr. Diane Medved. As a psychologist, has been interested in this since the election of 2016, when we first became aware as a country of Russian disinformation attempts meant to, and sometimes part of what they did, and you can read this, this is documented, it's not partisan, it's not one side or another, it's the reality of America's competition against this evil empire. And it is an evil empire. Look what they're doing in Ukraine every day. And what they have done in the United States is created even fake organizations to run ads or to send out social media messages, even creating fake demonstrations on various sides of things, trying to polarize Americans on everything. And we shouldn't allow that to happen to us. And to look more carefully at where this is coming from. There's a piece, and it's a powerful piece, by L. Craig Johnstone, who is a veteran diplomat and has worked in embassies around the world. His piece is called Ukraine and the End of American Exceptionalism. And he writes, Ukraine's hopes rest on America, not the America that leads NATO, but the America that considers the defense of democracy, freedom, and human rights as a global mandate. The America that sees these values as its raison d'etre. The America of American exceptionalism. Ukrainians are confident that in the end, this America will not let them down in their own pursuit of the values America cherishes. Again, they are, alas, likely to be wrong. He goes on, only mild retaliation met the Russian invasions of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin was likely emboldened by these tepid responses, and any remaining concerns were erased when President Joe Biden gave public assurances that the U.S. would not directly intervene. A case can be made for not putting U.S. troops into Ukraine. No case can be made for communicating weakness and abandoning negotiating chips by taking the option off the table. Today, Ukrainians remain optimistic. The Russians are advancing. Will they stop once they have achieved a secure land bridge to Crimea, or will they push on to capture Odessa and the entire Ukrainian Black Sea coast, strangling Ukraine economically, or will they renew their efforts to capture Kyiv and the totality of Ukraine? The decision is entirely in Putin's hands. In the end, given Putin's willingness to throw unlimited human and financial resources at the conflict and to use terror and disregard for human rights, Ukraine has little chance to succeed. No one ever won a war playing only defense. U.S. policy to deny Ukraine the ability to mount an offensive guarantees defeat. He writes, defeat of Russia can only happen if the U.S. abandons the role once assumed as leader of the free world and of the free world even beyond its formal treaty obligations. Defeat can only happen if the U.S. abandons exceptionalism. And that's an extraordinarily important message, and one that Americans need to hear now. Ukraine needs a White House projecting determination to defeat Putin, not one concerned about hurting his feelings. Escalation in Ukraine will not put us on a slippery slope to World War III. Losing in Ukraine most certainly will. And that, it seems to me, is something that Americans should keep in mind. There is one other item, and it's an item of good news, and it's good news from a court, and it's not the Supreme Court, but it's a great court decision that undid one of the stupidest initiatives that had been taken up recently. And New York City cannot let non-citizens vote for mayor and other city officials, a judge ruled yesterday, siding with Republicans who challenged the measure as unconstitutional. In January, New York became the first major U.S. city to grant widespread municipal voting rights to non-citizens, even though none had cast ballots yet. The law didn't affect presidential, congressional, or state elections. And by the way, it didn't affect undocumented immigrants. It was only immigrants who were here as legal residents. But still, you have to maintain a distinction between citizens and non-citizens. The law supporters said it gave an electoral voice to many people who have made a home in the city and pay taxes to it, but face tough paths to citizenship. New York GOP Chair Langworthy and several Republican officials said the law violated provisions of the state constitution and state election law that specifically confer voting rights on citizens. State Court Judge Ralph Porcio agreed with the GOP. Though voting is a right that so many citizens take for granted, the city of New York cannot obviate the restrictions imposed by the constitution, wrote Porcio. And look, he's entirely right, because to go ahead and say that non-citizens can now vote is to devalue this precious gift of American citizenship. I've told stories on the air before of how important it was for my grandfather when he finally, after years of living in the United States, and this was true of all my grandparents, all four of them, when they became citizens, it's a big day. And you study for it, and you learn for it. Naturalized citizens very often know more about American history and what America is all about and the way our government works and the way that voting works than do people who were born here. If people don't care enough or go through that extra effort of becoming citizens, then what does it say if they want to go through the effort of voting without citizenship? It seems like such a no-brainer. It got very little attention, and the fact is that there would have been up to 800,000 legal non-citizens in New York alone who became voters. This now blocked by an enlightened decision. Of course, it's going to be appealed. We'll probably go to a higher court, probably not the Supremes. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Hey, Michael, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
Michael MedVet.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Medved Show, I do think we need, as a country, to pay more of attention to the point of view that's expressed today in a fine column, and it's a fine column over at the Wall Street Journal by a columnist named Rebecca Sugar. I don't know her, and know very little about her other than that she is a writer and philanthropic consultant in New York City. And she writes, as someone with no firm conviction on the question of abortion, I see the Supreme Court's decision as an opportunity. We now have the chance to unmask the activists on both sides who have been screaming at us from behind the safety of the existence of Roe versus Wade for decades. Neither side ever had to make its case, only to put on a show. Those days are over, she writes. We finally get to see if either side has an intellectually honest, thoughtful argument to offer, or if they are what so many other activist groups are, just home base for those addicted to moral outrage, and for the greedy opportunists making money and political careers off them. I think that's brilliant and remarkably pertinent. Not remarkably pertinent is the miserable governor of Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers, who basically, it looked like he was going to be very vulnerable to the lieutenant governor, former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, Rebecca Clayfish. But there's a complicated primary on the Republican side that may cost them up there. But Governor Evers has a special offer to doctors who want to perform abortions. Listen, this is clip 15.
The details are still in progress. I'm just saying that any physician is arrested and tried and about to enter jail for 1 to 6 years for doing the same thing they have done for the last 50 years, that's wrong. Clemency will be on the table. We're going to fight and fight and fight to make sure that the women in the state of Wisconsin have the same rights they had 3 days ago going forward. This is not over yet. We're going to continue to fight.
Okay, we're going to continue to fight, and you have that opportunity because it now goes to your legislature. And yes, your legislature has a majority of Republicans in both houses, but for instance, why not work with them to shape a more reasonable Wisconsin legislative response on this issue of regulating abortion? And the idea that what we have to do is offer clemency beforehand to anyone who performs an abortion, regardless of what the law is. The idea that this is all over and that people are now living under some kind of tyranny and they have to strike back and they have to go underground, it appeals, I know, to the play-acting man against the machine and we're resisting fascist oppression. This is Wisconsin, for goodness sake. And again, it's a swing state. And the idea that Wisconsin is going to somehow make it impossible for women who feel that they need abortion to pursue it, it's highly, highly unlikely, and it's alarmism and hysteria based on nothing. And so is the suggestion by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, the former Attorney General of the state of California. He told NBC News that that he had in mind a use of federal tax dollars to pay for some free trips. Doesn't that sound great? Great boon to the travel industry, which is suffering. Here is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, clip 17.
We are working with supporters on the ground to make sure that we are providing services to women where we can. We are looking into everything, including assisting in transportation, something that HHS doesn't typically do.
Can you do that legally?
Talk to me later.
That's a big question, right?
I always tell my team at HHS, if you've done your homework, then we have no right to do mild. And so we're going to be aggressive and go all the way. And I would tell you if you're recording, so I won't tell you. So,
this is all on the record, yeah. Mr. Secretary.
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
Say that again?
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
Transporting women to other states.
Okay, they're applauding, and that's use of federal tax money. In other words, what we have gone from is thinking that abortion is something that people have qualms about. Remember the old Democratic slogan coined by Bill Clinton, we want abortions to be safe, legal, and exceedingly rare. Well, if you're proud of something, if you love your abortion, why should it be rare? Everybody, abortions for all. A chicken in every pot and an abortion in every bedroom. Why not? I don't know what. The idea that the federal government should use your tax money to transport people to get their abortions at government expense is bizarre. But not as bizarre as Congresswoman Jackie Speier and her calls for the activists to prepare for what lies ahead. Clip 8.
There is a war out there, and we need war out to recognize that we've got to armor up.
That's right. This is not a drill.
This is not a drill. We've got to armor up. Really? Speaking of armoring up, if somebody wants a little bit of relief, there's actually a comedy out there that is actually funny and touching. And it's a comedy based on a real-life incident that is an amazing story of it in and of itself. And if you aren't interested yet, well, it co-stars Bryan Cranston, who's always outstanding, and Annette Bening. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
In an amazing true story, Bryan Cranston plays a retired factory manager in a Michigan small town who uses his fascination with numbers to figure out a way to win consistently in the lottery. It's called Jerry and Marge Go Large, now streaming on Paramount+.
found this flaw. There's a loophole that the lottery didn't see. It's right here in the map.
I'm playing the lottery.
Cranston, of course, is a terrific actor, and Annette Bening as his high school sweetheart wife is similarly outstanding, creating as likable a couple as you'll see in the movies this year. A subplot with Jerry and Marge threatened by a competing group of lottery hackers from Harvard provides unexpected tension and thrilled thrills. Some photos of the real-life characters at the end of the film remind you of the old lesson that truth can sometimes be stranger and more satisfying than fiction. Rated PG-13, 3 stars for Jerry and Marge Go Large, which deserves to be a large hit. And again, it's streaming on Paramount Plus, and it's a movie that will surprise you. Okay, speaking of surprising me, for a mysterious reason, the governor of California, who's running for re-election, is taking $105,000 worth of cable TV ads that he's running in Florida. Why? Well, the answer might say something about plans for 2024. We will get to that. Also concerning plans, marijuana use is now linked by a major new study to much higher risk of suicide, a mental illness, emergencies, and hospitalization. So why haven't you heard all about this? You should and will tomorrow on the MedVed Show. The message, FU Supreme Court, that is the way that Janelle Monáe began the 2022 BET Awards, Black Entertainment Television Awards, on this Sunday. So what's the general reaction been of the celebrity community to the change of federal policy and law in abortion? We will get to that, and we will also get to the prospect of a new national women's strike. Is this a strike in terms of intimacy? It's launched by a female member of Congress, one of the leading left-wing voices in that body. We will cover it and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.